Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, the 24th of September. And Mark and I have started a new series called Favorite Scriptures. Yeah, for favorite passages of Scripture. And today, we're going to be reading in a very interesting chapter. And that is the first chapter of Jonah. Now, Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa. He didn't go to Nineveh. He went down to Joppa and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and everything and he went down to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and the ship was tossing and turning, liking almost to be broken in two. And the people that were manning the ship became so afraid. And Jonah, you know, here he was. He had disobeyed God. He was actually down in the sides of the ship, asleep when all this was going on. And the shipmaster came and said, "What mean? Well, how can you sleep? You know." And they cast lots as to who the problem was, and it fell upon Jonah, didn't it? And they said, "What shall we do unto him?" And he told them what to do. He even told them what had happened. They said that the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord. They knew it because he told them that what he'd done. And he told them, you know, "Cast me into the sea." That's pretty amazing when you have a person that has fled from the presence of the Lord, realizing what he's done, and he knows the only way that these people are going to be saved is if they throw him out of the boat. Anyway, we know the story how that they did. They took Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and we know the other rest of the story how God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and that he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. This kind of goes along with the message I put on this morning about you can't sabotage the will of God. Jonah, you know, he thought he was going to get out of this just by taking off and going the other direction that God told him to go. And God, let me tell you who can do sabotage. Let me tell you who can sabotage your plans. If you think you can get out of doing the will of God, God can sabotage you in a heartbeat. He can prepare a great fish for you. He can do anything he wants to do to sabotage your plans. So anyway, we're going to have Mark read this morning. I think it goes right along with the mess, the rebroadcast message we put on earlier about you cannot you know, God can sabotage your plans, but you can't sabotage his.
And the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it. Their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found the ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish. Presence of the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares from the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. Jonah was gone down the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, so be that God will think upon us and perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, we may know for whose cause is evil upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is evil upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the heaven, the sea, and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea rot and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea rot and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, beseech thee, let us not perish this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done it as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah chapter 1.
Well, it's a great story there. And it's not just a story, it's true. How God sent Jonah into a belly of a fish. Well, I hope you all have a good day. God bless.